This is Julie.
Hey, calendar, what's my morning like?
Julie's about to have a long day.
At 9 a.m., soccer carpool. 9:10, purchase birthday card. 9:05, dry cleaning.
Did you just go backwards?
I'm sorry, I can't fit that question into your schedule. 9:15, cry for a little bit.
For days that won't end, let Schwann's help. With Schwann's, you can get delicious meals that go from freezer to table in minutes, not hours. Ordered, delivered, done. That's homemade easy. Visit today at Schwann's.com.
Want to rise above what holds you back? These are the stories of those fighting that battle. It might also be the story of you. I'm Dan Waldschmidt, author of Edgy Conversations and strategist of billion-dollar companies all over the world. This is Mark Menard, author of The Story of You, the guy who knows a thing or two about never giving up. You're listening to Elevating Beyond. Let's get started.
Because I remember when I was your age, I would look at all these different people and think that they must have just been born like that. They must have been born with a perfect family. They must have just been born smart. And that's what makes people successful, which is not the truth at all. The truth is, I know how many people here have read the children's story, The Tortoise and the Hare, right? Well, my good man, Dave Ramsey, had Mark Cuban on his show, who's a billionaire. And he asked him, what's the secret to success? And he told him, I read that book, The Tortoise and the Hare, every year. And he's like, that the children's book? He's like, yeah. Every time you read the book, it ends the same way. The tortoise always wins the race. The tortoise wasn't the flashiest. The rabbit should have won it. The rabbit was faster, the rabbit was born. If you were a betting person, and I'm not telling you to start betting on things, but if you were, I would be betting on the rabbit. And Mark Cuban, the billionaire, is saying the reason the tortoise always wins the race is what I'm sharing with all of you is it's about perseverance. That word perseverance, if you continue, it's not how many times you get knocked down, it's how many times you choose to keep getting back up in life. And I'm not just preaching here from theories of all these people. You saw my mugshot. I was the dude that was in jail at age 17 with my face smashed in, like literally rock bottom, wanting to commit suicide, thinking that I had no reason to even live and be here and provide anything, thinking that I was too stupid. I would see someone like me up here if I was all of you, and I would think, he must just be used to speaking in front of audiences, doesn't get nervous, is really good looking. No, I'm just joking. Making sure you're paying attention still. And this next one that we're talking about right here, this is probably one of the most important things in your life. For all you students, for all you teachers, for your whole life, it's show me your friends and I'll show you your future. And once upon a time, there was three cool dudes in a trailer. One of them was me. And I thought we were cool. Like my boys since middle school, we'd go around school. I was like, school sucks. I got a learning disability. I'm not smart enough to do anything. So I'm gonna hang out with these dudes and I'm gonna just start clowning around, acting like I'm cool. Because deep down, I was honestly afraid. And I'd be like, all right, well, I'm gonna hang around with more of these guys that are like this. And so then we started getting more and more into drugs. So then when I managed to graduate somehow from high school early with a very, 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 very bad grade point average, I was living in a trailer with these two other guys. I had known them since middle school. They were my boys. We went through so much together. We'd ride around, we'd be selling drugs, we'd be doing drugs, listening to music, we'd be laughing. We thought we were so cool, we'd pick up the chicks together. Like they were my friends, they were my boys. And to be honest, there were times that we got into a lot of tough situations. We got into times where we got into fights. One time I was in a situation because I was choosing to be around these people. I kept putting myself in these situations where we were doing drugs, selling drugs, and a guy came up one time to try to jump me with a baseball bat. He came up and he was going to hit me behind the head with a baseball bat, and one of the roommates that lived with me in a trailer literally saved my life and hit the guy with a rock. Like, these were my boys, I thought, but the reason I say, show me your friends and I'll show you your future, is after I was in jail, like after my face was beat down, my jaw wired shut, I started thinking after reading that book, I need to start doing something with my life. And to be honest with you, I started having suicidal thoughts. And what made me start changing or thinking I wanted to change was the judge. I was thinking, well, when I had this whole case prepared for the judge, it was going to be so great. She was going to feel so sorry for me because I presented my picture and I was a 17. Now I was 18. So now I'm facing real jail time. But I'm like, she's going to see this picture and my face all beat in and feel so sorry for me. And she's going to be like, let's throw this case out and come and give me a hug because my face got beat in. And so I put that picture up and I explained, is the little victim, you know, I was so drunk and this guy beat me up. I'm a victim and it was his fault and he's 37 years old. The judge said, you deserved it. Flat out. The judge was like, so? And I was like, I had nothing to say. She's like, you deserved it, and I'm going to give you the maximum for everything. That's why I got the 500 hours of probation. And what she said was this. What you're doing in your life, the people you're choosing to have in your life, you put yourself in that situation to get beat up like that. And the judge went on to say, you are so lucky you didn't kill someone else. She said, forget about you. And look, I have kids now. I have little girls. I have a son. She said, you could have been out there driving drunk like that all the time and smashed into a minivan and killed a whole family. I have a wife and kids. I could have smashed into them and killed my little girls. That was my wake-up call right there. That's what woke me up. I started thinking, I don't want to kill someone else. Like, I don't want to, I was losing control. I was blacking out all the time, and thank God I didn't kill someone else. So when I started thinking I'm going to make a change in my life, and I said, you know what? I'm thinking about applying to college. Three cool dudes in a trailer, right? They had my back. So I go to my boys and I'm telling them, I'm thinking of going to college, guys. I don't want to kill someone. I want to change my life. I want to get out of this. I'm going to make a change. I can do something. You know what they said? Sell out. Said, you think you're better than us? You think people like us go to college? You think people like us go to college? People like us don't go to college. Oh, you're going to become one of those college boys, Mr. Cool Guy that doesn't talk to us anymore. And we won't hear, and you'll be one of those people. Mark, you know people like us don't go to college. People like us, we're going to work in construction. We're going to do whatever. You're going to keep working as a cook. We're going to keep selling drugs. We'll probably end back up in jail. And that's the way we want to live it. And they'd put this tough front up like, yeah, I'm going down. I'll end up in jail. I don't care, man. I got cousins in there. I'm tough. I'm cool. Deep down, they were terrified. But a lot of times fear can come out as anger. We're just trying to cover it up. I was there. That was me. And I remember part of me was thinking, this is why it's so important that you choose your friends, because part of me was thinking, am I being a sellout? These guys did save my life when I was going through when someone almost smashed my head with a bat. But then I realized, real friends don't try to continue to pull you down into a hole. Real friends are the ones that are going to continue to push you to keep being the best version of yourself. When I told them I was going to college, real friends would have said, "That's awesome, Mark. You need to go for it. You need to get out of this. It's good you're going to make a change. I don't want you to go back in jail." Real friends would push you to be the best version of yourself. They're not going to call you a sellout when you're trying to be the best you. So don't you dare worry about trying to please other people and trying to please your friends over pleasing the dream that's in your heart and everything that's possible that you're going to do. Because I could have ended up just like them. Now, I hadn't talked to them for about 10 years. And it was soon after my book was about to be published. Which, by the way, I had a professor in college, not like any of these amazing teachers here, that when I told her I had a dream of being an author one day, I took a creative writing class, and she said, "You have no understanding of what it will ever take to be an author. You should just drop this class." What do you do with that adversity when it comes from someone like that? Well, when I wrote my book, The Story of You, and it hit number one on the bestseller list, I looked her name up, and to date, she does not have a book out. I didn't send her my book, I didn't look her up, but also I did some more research on the two roommates that I used to live with. And I don't mention their names, but the first one has two little girls like mine, and it was just about 5 years ago. I had two little girls ages 4 and 5. He overdosed off a bunch of painkillers. A bottle of whiskey, he's dead. The other roommate that lived with me in that trailer, just a couple of years after that, was still in the drug game, selling drugs, doing a bunch of coke, took a pistol out one night, scraped the cold barrel to the top of his mouth, and blew his head off, and he's dead. Show me your friends and I'll show you your future. 100% of the people I was living with at that time are dead. I wouldn't be standing here right now if I didn't make the choice to cut them off and do something else with my life and start believing that I could do other things. But if I would have stayed around those wrong people, I would not be standing here right now. I would be dead. That's how important it is that you choose the right people in your life. Now, there's something else I want to share with all of you too, if we have time. How much time do we have left, actually? Okay, cool. Might have a little surprise. Something that I want to share with all of you too is, I have a show called Elevating Beyond. It's a podcast. And it's awesome. I continue to have guests like a lot of people you saw, whether it's NFL players or teachers or authors, and they all share their story behind the story of what they've overcome to get to where they are. And I've also been interviewed on over 200 shows. And by the way, me speaking up here right now, I dropped speech class 3 times in college because I was so terrified just to get up in front of my classroom of 20 people and speak. I dropped it 3 times. I almost didn't graduate because of that. So I want you all to understand that as you continue to go after bigger things in life, that when you get nervous, when you get afraid, that's okay. That does not mean that you shouldn't do it. That means that confidence, it's like a muscle. The more you continue to build it over time and keep doing things, that's what continues to make it stronger. It is not something you're born with. I was not born with a microphone in my hand and speaking to people like you and walk around. I was the guy that like kept my head down in speech class and was like, "Please don't call me. Please don't make me go up there." And I try to run out of there and go to the bathroom. But when I started realizing that I had something to talk about that was going to help other people and that it wasn't about me, then I realized what I'm going to tell you right now. And from being interviewed on over 200 different shows and TV shows and the radio and all that fun stuff, they always ask me, usually, if you could go back in time and talk to your younger self, what would you say? And so I think about it. I think about that dude right there, that 17-year-old with his face all smashed in. I think about when I was all of your age, of things I was going through before I had Dream Shine that you saw with all the individuals with special needs and Elevating Beyond and the book. Because all that stuff looks so great, right? If you just saw Dream Shine, Elevating Beyond in the book, you'd be like, that guy's doing pretty awesome. Holy crap, what's that thing on the left with his face all smashed in? He was in jail before all that? Here's what I would tell him, and what I'm telling all of you. First of all, things are going to get hard in life. No matter what you're doing, you're going to go through hard times. Everyone's going to have their own different version of it. Like Ray Lewis's story, where he went through his mom getting beat almost unconscious and almost to death for over a decade. And it might not be that. We all have our own versions of getting knocked down as we're going after different things in life. And I say it all the time, don't give up, never give up. I say that all the time when I speak, but what I would continue to tell my younger self is, it's gonna get hard. And there's gonna be times when you're doing things in life, when you're trying to get better grades, when you're trying to achieve more, that things are gonna get hard and you're gonna give up and you're gonna throw in the towel and say, I quit, I'm done, I give up, it's over, this is too hard, I should just go back to being in jail. It was easier. I should just go back to dealing drugs and living with those guys because at least that's what I know. You're gonna wanna give up because you're trying something that you haven't tried before, or when you're stopping to hang out with those friends. And you're saying, I'm choosing to hang around with these other people or maybe even by myself for a while because I wanna have people in my life that are gonna lift me up to another level. And maybe they start making fun of you like those guys did to me, calling me a sellout. You're gonna wanna give up and go back to that old life. Go back to that life that's easier. Go back to maybe acting out in class or not listening to the teachers and getting in all kinds of trouble, getting in fights, doing anything you can. And every time I wanted to give up, I started thinking about this, I need you to. I heard this thing in my head, and I know all of you have your different beliefs, and that's great. For me personally, I felt God telling me, and I'm not preaching to all of you, I'm just telling you what I heard. He said, that's great, Mark. Pick that towel back up. You don't get to give up. Pick it up and wipe yourself off and get back in the ring. Because to be honest, it's not about you. You see, that's why I was able to drop speech class 3 times. I did not ever want to be a public speaker. I'm speaking in other countries in the upcoming months. I never wanted this, and I continue to hear this, and I'm like, I'm gonna go back, I don't wanna do this. And I kept hearing, you don't get to give up, it's not about you. It's about all the lives that are changed through you going after your dream. It's about the other lives from my podcast when people have written me and said, Mark, I was going through a rough time in my life and I was so close to committing suicide. And I've been listening to your shows and you've gotten me out of that dark place. It's not about us. It's not about us. It's about the lives that you all are going to continue to change through going after your dreams in life. You gotta pick it back up. You don't get to give up. That's exactly what I tell myself. I would also tell myself what I'm telling all of you is, you're not stupid. I know school's different for everyone. Some kids can remember stuff real easily. Everyone learns different ways. I thought I had a learning disability. Some kids are more athletic. I would tell myself that I believe in you. And I'm telling all of you, I believe in you, and I'm not telling you in some cheesy way. I'm telling you, I was the kid that was beat down in jail, learning disability. I believe in you, and it's possible you can do it. And if someone else hasn't ever told you this, all of you are amazing, and I promise you, you can do so much more than you think if you continue to be like that tortoise. And just keep persevering through life, one day, one step at a time. And most importantly, the biggest thing too, is keep transforming that adversity into greatness. Wilson Middle School.
Never settle, never give up, and keep elevating beyond.
This is Julie.
Hey, calendar. What's my morning like?
Julie's about to have a long day.
At 9 a.m., soccer carpool. 9:10, purchase birthday card. 9:05, dry cleaning.
Did you just go backwards?
I'm sorry. I can't fit that question into your schedule. 9:15, cry for a little bit.
For days that won't end, let Schwann's help. With Schwann's, you can get delicious meals that go from freezer to table in minutes, not hours. Ordered, delivered, done. That's homemade easy. Visit today at Schwann's.com. After a long day of being pulled in every direction, the last thing anyone wants to think about is, what's for dinner? That's where Schwann's can help, with a variety of real food choices, frozen to lock in freshness, from ready-made meals, premium meats and side dishes, to vegetables, ice cream, and more. Schwann's foods go from freezer to table in minutes, not hours, so you can pull off a delicious meal in no time at all. Ordered, delivered, done. That's homemade easy. To help simplify mealtime, visit Schwann's.com.